Welcome to episode 9 of Holly Jolly Xmasu. In this episode, I'll be talking about the 1972 album Merry Christmas from Cellstars by Takao Harada and Cellstars. I've really been looking forward to covering this album. When I first decided to do this podcast, one of my main goals was to expose people to this wonderful world of Christmas music they had never heard before. This is the most obscure album I've covered so far, and I'm confident that nobody listening has ever encountered it. Takao Harada and Cellstars were a two-hit wonder from the very early 70s. They were essentially the Tone Loc of their day, releasing two smash singles, one of which was inescapable both on the radio and TV, then quickly fading into obscurity. They had a huge hit, The Devil Is Hard, in 1971, and an even bigger hit, The Bee Musashi Is Dead, in 1972. Other than that, they didn't make much of an impact on the charts. They released their fourth album, Merry Christmas from Cellstars, in 1972, as Christmas albums were starting to fall out of vogue in Japan. While other Christmas albums from the same era still get some attention and are even considered classics, I've read a couple articles about the Christmas music scene in Japan in the 70s and neither mention Cellstars. I first became aware of this album by sheer luck. While searching through Japanese auctions, I saw a listing with a picture of a blank white square. I passed it by a couple times, thinking that the seller had a problem uploading the album cover of whatever they were selling. I finally clicked on the auction and found that it wasn't a blank square, but was actually what looked like a sheet of loose-leaf paper with a handwritten Merry Christmas at the top and From Cellstars at the bottom. The plain cover belied a fantastic interior. Instead of a traditional sleeve, the cover is a large cardboard envelope that folds out in all directions. The back cover has a picture of the band in formal wear. The interior of the sleeve has a silver apple on a blue background. The female singers are in the center of the apple holding hands, while the four men in the band surround them in various poses. Takao Harada is sitting cross-legged in the lower left quadrant of the apple, smiling up at the ladies. The four flaps each have an image of a colored apple with a Christmassy illustration in the middle. One has a Santa, another a rocking horse, the third a little drummer boy, and the fourth a penny farthing bicycle. The album originally came with five lyric cards, each a different color and with a different image on the back, but with the same lyrics on each card. Unfortunately, the copy I eventually got no longer had the lyric cards. At the time, I didn't have as much experience tracking down Japanese albums. I struggled for a couple weeks as I tried to find out more about it. Eventually, I found a few videos on YouTube of Cellstar's non-Christmas music. The earlier videos had a real now sound feel, similar to late 60s and early 70s stuff like the New Seekers and the Free Design. The later videos had a funky, psychedelic, early disco sound. I couldn't find any videos of their Christmas music, but I figured no matter which of their sounds it had, the album would be worth getting. A day or two before I finally decided to try to get a copy, there were two auctions active. Both copies were listed as Very Good Plus, but only the cheaper of the two had the lyric cards. When I finally decided to get it, I'd missed the one with the lyric cards by less than a day. The copy I did get was in fine shape and sounded great. There's one spot that might have a minor skip, but it's hard to tell for sure. The album itself is a lot of fun, especially the two medleys. Unlike last month, I wasn't able to find nearly as much background information on Takao Harada. He was born in Kyoto Prefecture and graduated from Musashino Academia Musicae. In 1965, he joined Dan Ikeda's Afro-Cuban Jazz Band as their pianist. In 1968, he formed his own band, Takao Harada and Cellstars, with singers Rimi Murabe and Mimi Nai, bassist Osamu Koi and drummer Toru Matsuyama. Inspired by the international success of Mash Kanata, Harada's goal was to become the next Sergio Mendes. The following year, he added guitarist Eiji Kikuwa from the group sounds band The Rubies. They were able to get a regular gig at the restaurant Balloons in Tokyo's Otokayu department store.
You better not cry, better not mind, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'll tell you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Merry Christmas from CellStars kicks off with Jingle Bell Medley. This raucous 9-minute romp is the highlight of the album. It erupts with a series of yells and trilling before the band breaks into a lively take on Jingle Bells, full of more shouts and claps. After a bongo interlude, they segue into a version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town that shows off a bit of their Sergio Mendes influence. It includes more bongos and a bit of scatting. A funky electric guitar break that foreshadows some of their later work leads into Joy to the World. This section of the medley is the closest the album gets to full-on rock. It features a lengthy electric organ solo that would make Garth Hudson proud. The medley wraps up with a reprise of Jingle Bells, complete with more yells and trilling. It's as fun and joyous a medley as anything you'll find from Arthur Fiedler or Andre Kostolanitz. The album's obscurity, both here and in Japan, are a shame because Jingle Bell Medley deserves some regular Yuletide attention.
Thank you.
After a couple of years on the dinner music scene, the band signed a contract with Minoraphone Records in 1971. In August of that year, they released their first single, The Devil Is Hard. Written and composed by Harada, it initially failed to garner much attention. Its underwhelming performance was attributed to the record's poorly designed sleeve and the mixing of the vocals on the original track. The song was re-recorded and the sleeve was redesigned. Upon re-release, the song quickly reached the top 10. 6 weeks later, it claimed the number one spot and held onto it for 5 weeks straight. It remained in the top 100 an additional 33 weeks. Their next single would be their biggest and final hit. Based on a poem by Ryohei Uchida, The Bee Musashi Is Dead tells the story of a bee who challenged the sun and lost. According to band member Hideni Kikutani, the song was an allegory for student activism. Takao Harada didn't want to express the idea openly in the song, so he turned it into a nursery rhyme about a bee. The lyrics led to Bee Musashi being used in commercials for Kenchore insecticide. There was also an anime TV series at the time, Insect Story Minashigo Hatch, which featured a bee as the main character. These helped the song grow in popularity both with adults and children who thought the song was about the anime character, and it went on to sell over 600,000 copies. It also won the top award for musical arrangement at the 14th Japan Record Awards. I'll post a link to a video of the song. If you listen, you'll hear the same sort of scatting and vocalizing that can be heard in some of their Christmas songs. Up next on the album is White Christmas. It's a pleasant, low-key take on the song, with decent harmonizing and just a piano and the occasional woodwind for accompaniment. It's a lovely song, and it stands in stark contrast to Jingle Bell Medley. While the harmonies are a bit dreamy, it doesn't have quite the same feel as Sergio Mendes. It's not as flashy or original as some of the rest of the songs on the album, but it fits in well.
Amen.
CellStars released a total of 4 singles and 4 LPs in 1972. The last of these was Merry Christmas from CellStars, which would end up being the last full album released by the original lineup, although 2 more singles were released in 1973. In 1974, Rimi Murabe and Mimi Nai left the band and were replaced by Cecilia Oishi, who was better known as just Cecilia. After this, the band released a handful of singles and 1 album. CellStars broke up in 1976. Next is Winter Constellation and Pachika. I couldn't find anything on Winter Constellation, so I'm not sure if that's an original composition Harada tacked on to the start of the song, or if it's taken from another source. I've had Pachika show up on a couple of albums now. The first time I tried looking it up, I got several different translations, which made it hard to find out anything about the song. But I finally found several sources that refer to it as Pachika. That let me discover more about it. It's a Russian word meaning stove, and the first few sources referred to it as a Russian folk song. I let it go at that until I was researching it for this episode. As it turns out, it's actually an original Japanese song. Composed by Kusako Yamada, with lyrics by poet Hakushu Kitahara, Pachika is a winter-themed song about talking around a hot stove on a snowy night. Believe it or not, CellStars' version is a lot more upbeat than some of the other versions I found online, mainly due to the guitar solo. It's a nice song, and seeing how it turns up elsewhere, I'm glad I was finally able to find the background on it. Side 2 of the album kicks off with Reminiscence. Not speaking or reading Japanese can be a real hurdle for me. A lot of times, when I start researching songs, I have no idea if I'm going to be able to find anything about them, especially original songs where the translation of the title is in doubt. Reminiscence is one of those songs about which I was certain I'd come up empty. After striking out several times, I compared the text on the sleeve to the various translations that showed up on Google. I was finally able to search on the correct title and got a lot more information than I was expecting. Reminiscence started out as a Spanish folk song called If You Look at the Moon. It was popular in the late 19th century during the Meiji era. During the Showa era, lyricist Yoshio Koseki came up with the current lyrics and title. It became a popular song for female singers, most notably Chieko Baisho, who had a hit with her version in 1974. Before I go on, I'll say a quick word about the Showa era. You'll hear a lot of terms thrown around regarding Japanese popular music, from Showa era to Keio Kyoko, Ryukoka, Inka, and more. For the sake of this album and a couple others later, Showa era pop is basically the early 50s through the early to mid 60s. I'll say more about it and the various music styles at some point, but that's enough of a high-level explanation for now, especially since this song is only 3 minutes long. Reminiscence is a nice song, but the lyrics I found aren't Christmassy or even winter-themed. The singer is walking along the shore, reminiscing about better times to clear away current worries. It's a nice, if somewhat somber, song, and the lyrics are timely here in 2020. The piano and flute duet at the end of the song is probably the jazziest section of the album. I'll post a link to Chieko Baisha's version in the show notes for comparison's sake. Next is Cellstar's somewhat unique take on Blue Christmas. It starts with a classical-sounding violin introduction. The rest of the song has more of an easy listening feel, evoking Harada's Sergio Mendes influence to some degree. The violins interject a few more times throughout the song. The band harmonizes well, although the amen at the end was a bit incongruous for such a secular song.
You be doing
After the band broke up, Takao Harada opened a music pub, Hachi no Musashi, and established a computer music production company. After almost two decades away from the recording industry, Takao Harada and Eiji Kikutani reformed Cellstars in 1993 with singers Akimi Matsumoto and Mai Kawahara. They began touring, released a new single, and re-recorded some of their older hits for the CD re-releases of Cellstars' first three albums. In 2008, Harada refurbished his music pub and the band regularly performed there. The new lineup continued performing together until 2011. On June 12th of that year, Harada died of cancer. The album's second medley is next, and it's almost as enjoyable as the first. Takao Harada's mixing of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with When the Saints Go Marching In was both unique and unexpected. I can't think of another album that pairs the two. Honestly, I never considered When the Saints Go Marching In as a Christmas song, but it appears on several of my Japanese albums. The medley starts off with a Latin flourish that leads into an energetic version of Rudolph, complete with yells and scatting similar to the Jingle Bell medley, and one of the ladies singing in a boisterous voice that I'm assuming is supposed to evoke Santa Claus. There is one spot that sounds like my record skips, but the running time matches up with the label, so I'm not really sure. The band then breaks into When the Saints Go Marching In without missing a step. There's plenty of clapping and scatting throughout. It's a fun song and a great companion to the earlier medley.
When the saints go marching in, I wanna be in that number. When the saints go marching in,
yeah. Now when the saints go singing in, when the saints go singing in.
When the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in,
when the saints go marching in.
I wanna be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Harada's longtime partner, Eiji Kakua, continued running and performing at the Hachi no Musashi pub. Although it shut down at the start of the pandemic, he intended to reopen once the quarantine ended. However, on the morning of April 29th of this year, he was found in the doorway of the pub, having suffered a fatal heart attack brought on by ischemic heart disease.
Thank you.
The album ends with Silent Night. It's a quiet, respectable cover of the hymn. The band sings it first in Japanese, then again in English, before switching back to Japanese to close out the song. It's a fine ending to an overlooked gem of an album. And there you have it. When I first started collecting these albums, I had a pretty narrow focus, buying mostly just jazz and other instrumental albums from the 60s, but the main thing I was hoping to find was really great unknown Christmas music. Merry Christmas from CellStars not only helped me broaden my horizons, but it really exemplifies why I got into this hobby. It's a top-notch album that has been mostly forgotten or overlooked in Japan, and is completely unknown in the rest of the world. As great as some of the more popular albums are, sharing this sort of album excites me the most. Anyone can find Tatsuro Yamashita, Yumi Matsutoya, or even some of Genji Ito's Christmas songs online, but this is literally the only place you'll hear Takao Harada and CellStars. I truly hope you enjoyed it. If you've been following me from the start, you've likely heard me mention how the Japanese excelled at putting out Christmas compilation albums in the 1980s. Next month, I'll be discussing one of my favorites, Sony's classic 1986 compilation, Winter Lounge. It features some fantastic 80s pop, including one of my favorite Japanese Christmas songs, and one of the best Easter eggs I've ever heard on an album. You don't want to miss it. In the meantime, if you're looking for more podcasts to quench your Christmas thirst, there's an entire Christmas podcast network out there. Here's a quick word from one of my favorites, Jerry D's Totally Rad Christmas.
What's up, dudes? I'm Jerry D of Totally Rad Christmas, the podcast that talks all things Christmas in the 80s. Toys, movies, specials, music, books, fashion, and fads.
If it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, he's got it covered. Wait, is there a lot of things to talk about for the 80s and Christmas?
Well, you got the movie giants like Christmas Vacation, Scrooged, and A Christmas Story. There are TV specials like Muppet Family Christmas, Claymation Christmas Celebration, and a Garfield Christmas special.
Plus classics shown every year.
You also jam out to Last Christmas, Do They Know It's Christmas, and Christmas in Hollis. But most of all, it was a time for the most bodacious, best-selling Christmas toys ever, like He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers,
and Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yes, them too. We cover them all, plus much more, including standard segments like Hap Hap Happiest Memory, Gagging with the Spoon, The Other Half of the Battle,
and Chant with the Littles.
So tune in to Totally Rad Christmas everywhere you get your podcasts. Turn the clock back and dive into those warm and fuzzy memories.
Later, dudes.
Thanks for listening, and I'd love to hear your feedback. Leave a comment on the website or send me an email at hollyjollyxmasu@gmail.com. While you're at it, leave a review on iTunes. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And remember, if you enjoy what you're hearing, you can support me by buying me a cup of coffee. You can find the link to my Ko-fi page on my website. A donation is only $3, and any donations received will be used to purchase new Japanese Christmas music to review for future episodes. Thanks! Until next time, stay safe and remember to support your local record store. All music and excerpts are used under fair use policy for commentary purposes, and no copyright infringement is intended.
It's better that way. It's better.